If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
We don't have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show, 1360-97.5 WTAQ. Oh,
well, good Monday morning to one. Good Monday morning to all. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here, bright and early. It's really not, I mean, it's really not that early. Especially in Northeast Wisconsion. With the people on first shift that are getting there at 5:30 and 6 in the morning, and they're like, 8:40 is not early. Well, just to make you feel better, I've been up for many hours doing work. 888-455-1360. That's the number. 888-455-1360. You can text me at 79489. And, of course, emails can be sent to regular.joe at mwcradio.com. These are the ways that you can plug in each and every Monday through Friday as we get together to hash things out, drink a little coffee together, and solve the world's problems. If not the world's problems, because really that's not our job, we just need to solve the problems here in Wisconsin and around this wonderful country of ours known as the United States of America. And of course, this is your VIP backstage sound check segment, exclusive to the listeners of AM 1360, 97.5 WTAQ. Of course, our live streamers join us as well from hither and yon, and they're always welcome. Part of this little exclusive cadre. It's a coffee clutch. The difference is we're not Clinton, so it doesn't involve the communist Chinese giving us millions of dollars. That's, I mean, not to put too fine a point on things, but that is one of the differences. So coming up on today's show, we have so many things. Every Monday, ask poor Steve. I buried him. It was only 30 sound bites. I mean, there's only 30. We won't get to all of them, but that's okay. We keep them for a matter of record. But it was a busy weekend in the news. Not a particularly good weekend for the Bidens, but we'll get into that as well. I mean, there's always people counting chickens before they hatch and always giving calling it for the end before the end has really gotten there. There's no need for an obituary quite yet on the leadership efforts of Joe Biden, as much as that would sound nice. But, you know, some of this is theatrics, okay? Understand politics is Hollywood for ugly people. That's not my phrase. That's an old axiom, but it's true to a certain degree. So we'll get into all of that. The Kamala Harris was at, you know, there's been all these chants at football games, college football games. Well, we had another weekend, but this time there were no chants. Instead, raucous applause as Kamala Harris took the field to flip the coin at her alma mater, which was Howard University in Washington, D.C. We're going to play that for you. I'm going to describe what I'm seeing when I play that. You tell me what you think really happened at Howard University this weekend. But the question of the day, no Googling, by the way, because, I mean, it's just cheating. But if you know, and if you don't, I'm going to tell you, so don't worry. Who is Dr. Alan Braid, and what can we learn from him? He hit the news this weekend as well. He's from Texas, and we'll get into that at 9:06. As a matter of fact, at 9:06, we'll talk about him and Carl Bonick, a longtime Upper Peninsula weatherman. And what do they have to do with each other? Exactly. We'll get into all of that. Plus, of course, They grounded Fox News' drone at the border, exposing all that was going on. 10,000 mostly Haitians hiding under a bridge. It sounds like a bad Grimm's tale. Don't go under the bridge. But now, I mean, shockingly, Mayorkas is saying, we're going to deport these people. Gee, there's a novel concept. Or, just going to go out on a limb here. I know, crazy talk on a Monday morning. We could secure the border, and then they wouldn't get here in the first place. But again, I don't want to live too much on the edge. It might be a little too much. And of course, Der Fauci and the Muppet, they needed to cover the airwaves so extensively, Der Fauci wasn't enough. Although I think he was on at least four of the Talking Head shows on Sunday, and so was the Muppet, Franny Collins. We're going to get into that. By the way, just so you know, Constitution, hell with the Constitution. We don't need one of those because Joe Biden is trying to save lives. Who cares whether it's legal? My goodness, it's like a bad episode of MASH. And Franny Collins was playing the part of Hawkeye Pierce. I'm not trying to pick on MASH, but I mean, towards the end there, they had very distinct flavor in the shows. Anyway, we'll get into all that. But first, it was a busy weekend, not just because of all the news, but there's two major events this weekend in Northeast Wisconsin. First, on Friday, there was the Outagamie County Republican Party's inaugural, first ever, which means next year it will be the second annual. This is an educational show, so I'm giving you a little bit of Associated Press AP style and proper grammar. You cannot have a first annual. There is no such thing. Until you've done it twice, cannot be annual. So the first time is only a first ever or an inaugural event. First of its kind. Awesome event, first of all. Sold out crowd. I don't know the final number. I know it was at least 300 people, but it was a capacity crowd at the Meridian. Unfortunately, there was no protesters outside, so I felt a little bit, hurt by that, but maybe next time. But a great event put on. Shout out to Sarah Trovato, who is the vice chair of the party and did the yeoman's work on putting this together. In attendance speaking, in addition to myself, Senator Ron Johnson was there, Congressman Jim Jordan, and I got to see for the first time in months Congressman Mike Gallagher. We actually kind of spoke. I mean, I introduced him on stage and he thanked me. So that was kind of like a conversation. Now, to be fair, when I introduced him, because I was introducing him to introduce Jim Jordan, which is always a little weird when you're doing an MC event, when you're MCing, when you introduce somebody to introduce somebody, right? Because it's just it's a lot of introductions. But when I introduced him, I did say that I felt like I hadn't spoke to him in months. Well, because I haven't. And as a courtesy, just you never know, things happen. Phones get, replaced and the contacts don't trade over. I presented him with my card when he came on stage with my number on it and said, give me a call if you actually want to be on the show. So it was good, right? We reconnected after 3 months. He didn't respond to that particular thing, but he went on to introduce Congressman Jordan, who was awesome and gave a great talk as well. So we'll see. Now that he has the card, maybe he'll call. I don't know. I feel like we should get Lionel Richie on. So that happened. But then we got to, they had a great lineup. Unfortunately, C.J. Pearson couldn't be there. I was really looking forward to meeting him and hearing from him in person. But somebody in his dorm tested positive for COVID. And so they locked down everybody. Nobody was allowed to travel. We were going to try to get him on by Zoom, but technology was not working for us. And so we weren't able to have him on, but we did have Dr. Jake Jacobs, who gave just an amazing and rousing talk. Kyle Yudes, and I apologize, I just learned, I thought his last name was Yudes as well. It's Yudes. Kyle Yudes also gave a great talk. And now a little teaser for you. It's not going to be here, but he told the story of a candidate and he didn't name the candidate, but a candidate nonetheless that in a meeting informed him that Robin effing Voss, Robin effeminate Voss, is a chess player, not a checkers player. I think I got that right. Yes, a chess player. I don't even know what that really means, to be honest with you, because Either way, it would, and it didn't impress Kyle. It didn't impress me. I mean, that's great. I mean, you can be a video game player. I don't really care. Do your job. That's what really matters. But anyway, later, I think he said it was later this week or maybe in the next couple weeks, but he'll be doing a podcast in the not-too-distant future where he's going to tell the rest of the story, who was in the meeting and who the candidate was. So that's something to keep an eye out for, because it'll be interesting to hear that, because it's kind of a, well, I'll just say it's a very odd situation. Any candidate that's carrying, not a candidate, I believe you said a candidate for governor, if I'm not mistaken, but any candidate carrying water for Robin Voss, that's a big black eye. I'm just going to put it out there. He's not the hill to die on when running for election. But anyway, but a great event, very well done. Like I said, and it was great to find out some of the people at the event that were working the event were regulars as well. So just a very awesome event, very action-oriented, very high-energy event. And matter of fact, by the end of the evening, as part of Kyle's presentation, I don't remember the numbers, I think it was 12 people that actually stood up and said they would run for an office. Which I had shared prior to that coming up, that actually I had no less than a half dozen people stopping me between, you know, speaking and so forth, to tell me that they had been inspired to run for office and to get involved because of the show. And that means so much to me personally, because it's a mark that the show is doing what it's designed to do. And it was just awesome. It's always great to meet the merry band of regulars. But to hear that and see that in person is just very touching. And he, like I said, he got 12 people total to state that they would run. And then I think it was 10 people that said they'd be poll workers, because that's another, again, it's time, talent, and treasure, right? And that's another way you can do it. And they actually had to sign up for that. So that was an awesome thing as well. And as I said, all, you know, the speakers all just really delivered. And then the next evening, so that was Friday, and then Saturday, I wasn't speaking, as I said, Friday. I was just attending, which I appreciate, the invitation from a gentleman here at Midwest Communications that had a table, invited me to be a guest, and Mrs. Regular Joe got to come out. Steve Schrader, the Schrader Show, was there as well. So it's kind of I'd say it's between my wife and Steve, that's kind of a VIP table. So, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. Anyway, so we were able to be there for that as well. And the speaker, we did have Senator Johnson was there, Congressman Jordan and Congressman Gallagher were there. They each gave speeches or talks. And then there was a Q&A. Now, I had to step out for part of the Q&A, but I'm going to look over at Steve. Were those questions coming from the crowd or just the MC? Just the MC. Okay, that was the one thing I wasn't clear. Anyway, nonetheless, they had kind of a panel discussion after each had spoken. And it was really nice. They presented Congressman Jordan, who was a graduate of UW-Madison, which proves the thing that you can go to UW-Madison and come out a conservative. He's like one of three, I think. But he graduated from there, and they had a Badgers football jersey with the number one, his name on it. So it was a nice presentation. And they honored Sandy Juno, which I thought was also very nice. And but again, a packed house as well. So, you know, the big key for all this to me, between the two events, I think they said there's 300 at Saturdays as well. They said at least 300 at Fridays. So, let's just assume 300 each, right? That's 600 different people, because it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't the same 300 people going to both events, other than me. I mean, and you know, the congressman and Senator Johnson. Otherwise, but that wasn't in the official count. So, but 600 individuals that had come out, took time out of their lives to come out and be at these events. And I think that is an amazing telltale, because I mean, there's some state reps were there and so forth, and that's good as well. But I'm talking about the grassroots that were out there. And I think it's important to realize, and one of the things I've heard a little bit of, and again, I'm not picking on any one individual, but there's a lot of this, you know, to win in 2022, we need you. Well, yeah, they do need us. They need every one of us. And I've said it many times. It's an all hands on deck situation, right? It absolutely is. But what I didn't hear a lot of, and I'm just being fair. Friday evening, this was brought up by at least two of the speakers on Friday evening. I didn't hear this, and Steve, you were there, so correct me if I may have missed it when I had to step out. I didn't hear a lot of talk about the need to resolve 2020 in order to make sure 2022 is an effective election. And this may seem like a, you know, it's a differentiation without a difference. No, no, there's a big difference here. We can give all the rah-rah speeches we want. We can try to encourage people, and I do every day. But the single greatest motivator to a large turnout in 2022 for the Republican and conservative base is a very simple thing. Simple's not always easy, but it's simple. Resolving in fullness, complete transparency, and without question what happened in 2020. Because I'm going to tell you, and Robin Voss is probably the greatest violator of this or perpetrator of this in all of his little machinations when he's playing chess and not playing checkers. And that is to slow walk things to the point that, oh my gosh, the election is right around the corner. We must focus on 2022. This is horrible what happened behind us, but now it's behind us and we have to move forward. Okay, but let's think about this. I don't know. I mean, this may be a dramatic example, but I'll use, how about the man with one arm? Remember? The fugitive? Why couldn't, and I'll go with the movie version. Harrison Ford couldn't move on. Matter of fact, he was being charged with murder, but couldn't move on because he knew there's this one-armed man, his wife, the love of his life had been murdered. So, you know, do you move forward without answers? Do you move forward without understanding what? No. No, the healing comes in the knowing. I mean, this situation with this young lady that they apparently have just found her body. A horrible situation in, Wyoming. And it happened in Wyoming, but ties into Florida as well. You need answers to be able to have the peace to move forward. This is basic logic and reason in human nature. And there is a movement around, and it's not just one county party. It's not just the state party. It's not just one individual in politics. It is permeating all too quickly right now around all of the Republicanism in the state of Wisconsin and around the country, I'm sure, which is, well, we got to keep looking forward. Yeah, right. Here's the thing. When you feel used, you aren't inclined to help that person again. If you're the girl that never gets taken, I can only say girl because I'm a guy, so whatever. If you're a guy that gets treated this way, everyone get over themselves. But if you're the girl that only gets a call when the guy wants to come over for intimacy, but you never get to go out, you never go to meet the parents and all that, you're not really inclined to be like, oh, this is the guy I'd give everything to, I'd lay my life. No. And right now, this, and I don't know why this seemingly is so hard for the party apparatchiks to understand, those that breathe the rarefied air here in Wisconsin, that there are a lot of people right now that feel like they're being used for the booty call. And they're not answering to the 2022 booty call at this moment before they, you know, the Georgia satellites. I mean, they, you know, don't hand me your lines and keep your hands to yourself. Put the ring on the finger. If you really mean it, make sure we understand you mean it. We need to see it. We need to believe it. It needs to be real. Playing make-believe, smoke and mirrors isn't going to cut it. And this is a very basic, simple message that I don't understand why the leadership, whichever leadership it is, whether it's in the caucuses, whether it's in the county levels, and not all the county levels, because after all, there's some counties that have signed on and done things that others haven't. And certainly the state leadership. Yes, Tony Evers is a menace that we have to get rid of. I would love to have a conservative supermajority in the state Senate and the state assembly. I'm giving you an easy roadmap to getting all of these things. If you fail to do it, it won't be because of me. It won't be because the grassroots, 600 plus over the weekend, aren't doing their part. They did their part in 2020. It cannot be, oh, it's all on you and we get to sit back and reap the benefits. No, all hands on deck mean you need to get up off of your arses and do your jobs as well.
This is the Regular Joe Radio Show.